What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What profit would there be to gain everything and yet lose your soul? It reminds me of a line from a play from Robert Holt, A Man for All Seasons. This play was made into a movie, and it won Best Picture of the Year in 1960. It's a play about St. Sir Thomas More. We have a likeness of him up in our sanctuary. He's the one in the back with the funny hat on. He's also wearing a chain of office around his neck. That chain of office was given to him by King Henry VIII. St. Sir Thomas More was a lawyer, and he was known for his honesty, for his integrity. And so the king raised him up to the high office of Chancellor of all of England. He's the second highest ranking person in England next to the king. It happened in 1529. But in the next 6 years, much will change in England. England, which was proud of its Catholicism, will all of a sudden become Protestant. It happened because of the king. The king had been married for 20 years to his queen, but she bore him no male heir. And so he started running around on her, going after Anne Boleyn. We kind of know the story, huh? He wanted Anne Boleyn to be queen. And so he had Parliament declare that the queen wasn't queen, and that Anne Boleyn now is Queen of England, and that he himself is now head of the church in England, and that anyone who disagrees with this is a traitor to England. So Parliament passed this. All the bishops in England went along with this, except one, Bishop John Fisher. And when St. Sir Thomas More heard of the act, he immediately took off his chain of office and resigned. He didn't speak out, for he knew that he would be considered a traitor. But yet his silence was bellowing across Europe, because Europe knew that this was immoral, what the king was doing and had done. And so Catholicism became an outlaw religion. For 1,000 years, Catholicism was in England, but now it was banned. To this day, you cannot become queen or king of England if you are a Catholic. If you're Muslim, that's fine. But you can't be Catholic. St. Sir Thomas More stood out as an icon of integrity. And during his silence, they were trying to get him to perjure himself, to lie. But he wouldn't do it. They tried and tried and tried until finally they got one of his students, Richie Rich, to perjure himself against St. Thomas More, saying that he spoke out against the king, which he hadn't. Well, St. Sir Thomas More was brought to trial. And during the trial, he realized that his life was forfeited. And when Sir Richie Rich came down from the witness stand, he asked pardon to ask what chain of office Sir Richie Rich was now wearing. He was wearing the office, the chain that said that he was in charge of Wales, a section of Great Britain. And Sir Thomas More said, "Oh, Richie, it profits one not to gain the whole world, but for Wales. But for Wales." Well, after the sentence was read, it is customary that the accused say a few words. And so St. Thomas More stopped his silence and basically let them have it with both barrels. That what was happening in Europe, what was happening in England, was immoral. It wasn't right. It goes against everything for the last 1,000 years. And that the king cannot assume to be head of the church. Well, he was sentenced to death. The king ordered his final words to be brief. And so Sir Thomas More said as much. And so before he died, he said, "I die the king's good servant, but God's first." And his head was chopped off. St. Sir Thomas More stands to this day as an icon of integrity and is made a patron saint for all lawyers, all statesmen. And we need that type of integrity to speak out against immorality in our society, because we can see immorality growing by leaps and bounds all around us. We just look at it. The day before his vacation, President Obama signed several executive orders, one of which says that he's going to start a new office of diversity. We don't know exactly what this office will entail, but it seems quite clear that he's pushing a homosexual agenda throughout all levels of government. It's coming. It's coming. It's already here in Illinois. Illinois passed a law saying that homosexuals can marry, civil unions. And now the state is saying to Catholic Charities that you must adopt children into homosexual unions. You must foster them into homosexual unions. Our bishops are saying, no, this is immoral. We cannot do this. The state is saying over and over again, you must. How this is going to play out, I don't know. Bishop Janke has said as much, that there is a war going on against the Catholic Church, that our right to conscience is being violated here. We must speak out against immorality. Jesus said as much when he told us that we must take up our cross and follow after him. Now, many people think that a cross is some type of physical suffering. Yes. But it's also the suffering that comes from persecution for our beliefs. So when we speak out against abortion, we should realize that we will be persecuted in our society. When we speak out against contraception and sterilization, homosexual union, divorce, all forms of immorality, we will be persecuted. But that's par for the course, so to speak, for being a disciple of Jesus. We are here to be disciples. And being a disciple means we walk after him, learning from him, following him, suffering with him, through him, in him. This is what St. Paul is referencing in the second reading. Offer up your bodies as a holy sacrifice to the Lord. Realize that when you're baptized into Christ, you're baptized into his death, so that you're not living your own life, you live for God. This is why Jesus says, what profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and yet lose your soul? Well, being a disciple of Jesus means that we will be different in our society, and we should expect to be persecuted. In fact, if we're not persecuted, if we go along with what the world... This is a great criteria. If the world says, okay, this action is okay, and the church says no, you're pretty much on the wrong side. If you say go with the world, you're on the wrong side. We want to be on the side of Christ. You want to be His disciples. So as we continue with this Mass, let us take up the cross of suffering. Yes, physical, personal suffering. But also that suffering that comes with being an outspoken witness like St. Thomas More, who witnessed to morality and not a participant of immorality.